Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 309 of The Mom Game. I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are not together this week for a very good reason, because I am at spring training. It's baseball Yay. Season, Julie. I am in the plush Residence Inn in Surprise, Arizona, about a football field away from the Rangers spring training complex. We're taping on Monday, which is the day that me and my children arrived here in Surprise. If you can't tell by looking at me, I am tired from travel. I've lost not only 2 hours, or I guess I gained. So we had daylight saving time.
Yeah, and so the time changed, you changed time zones.
We lost an hour, and then I changed time zones. So I technically, I think, got an hour back, but I'm tired AF. Like, so my body clock doesn't exactly know what's going on. My children are such wonderful humans, but also kind of driving me crazy at periods of time today. So yeah, so we're talking, we're catching up, we're cheersing in the Coppola studio, the main makeshift Coppola studio. I've got my Coppola in a glass. You've got yours in a bottle. You're being That's far right. more responsible than I am. Is it staying in the bottle, or is it going to stay there?
I think it's staying in the bottle tonight.
It is. Okay. Because I was going to say, it's okay if you just want to, you know, crank that thing open and drink straight from the bottle if you have a glass.
I know.
It's been done before.
Somebody I look up to very much did that once.
It's just once. Only once.
Just once.
Only once.
Yes. We're very grateful to Coppola. They even sponsor our remote studios. And I don't know if you've heard, Emily, but Francis Coppola Winery will be the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club. That's going down in May, which is like going to be here before we know it. And they will also continue to support the Do It for Dirt Foundation moving forward. And of course, please drink responsibly with your Francis Coppola.
And one quick update, speaking of the Dirt Foundation and Coppola's involvement with that event. So we've announced a date. It's November 8th. It will be at Texas Live. We have not announced the performer, which is a big deal to me, not only, you know, personally, because I consider him a friend. I'll give you a hint. He's a Red Raider. And there may or may not have been a marriage proposal on a poster board when I was working in Lubbock involving this man. That's all I'm going to say. I cannot reveal any further details, but November 8th, Texas Live, it's going to be lit. The Do It for Durrett Foundation's 10th anniversary, a decade worth of giving, and we're super excited. It'll be a golf tournament and then also a concert. Golf tournament is at Cowboys Golf Course, and then the concert is at Texas Live. So it's going to be really awesome. And Coppola is, you know, I just was texting our friend Dave Duncan, who is our liaison with Coppola today, about, you know, their options of how to get Coppola involved in both the golf tournament and the concert. So Anyway, yes, huge shout out. Cheers to Coppola. Cheers to Geico. I don't have my mic, but our sweet Victoria Brown, who it's not Victoria Brown, it's Victoria Elliott. I knew Victoria Brown in her past life as my sorority sister in college. Victoria Elliott, who presents our microphones every week, and I did not pack any of my equipment, obviously, which is why I look like, I think Hattie's in here, S. I don't have a good ring light to get me pretty, and I don't have a pretty microphone or whatever. But yeah, so huge thanks to, you know, our sponsors, Gateway, Geico, Coppola, for being great partners and allowing us to keep doing our thing even when one of us or both of us are on the road. So I've talked a lot, but I want to ask you, like, we haven't talked on our show, you know, since your dad's funeral. I want to know how that was, how you're doing emotionally, mentally, physically, all the things.
Oh, you're sweet to check. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I had like a weird weekend, like where after a few drinks, I cried both days. And I don't know. I hope I'm not just going to be like a drinking and cry person for a while. But
I think that's okay. That's totally normal. Can I just tell you, your hair, you look really hot. Your hair looks really pretty.
Seriously?
Dead serious.
Yeah. You know what I did with my hair?
Do tell.
Nothing. I just washed it last night and then, or no, it was today. I washed it today and then I blew it dry, like barely, and went to work. So it's just, it's got a little more natural curl right now.
So can I just tell you how annoying that is to someone who has really terrible hair? I mean, you look beautiful, but it's super annoying for people like me.
That's very sweet. And
yeah. For me to tell you that you're annoying for your pretty hair.
No, well, it doesn't normally look pretty, so I appreciate that.
Okay, finish. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt your emotional check with my
adoration. No, you're good. You're good. Yeah. No, I'm doing okay. I told you my grandmother passed away, so my dad's mom passed away a few days ago. So that kind of hit on top of my dad's stuff. So I think it's just a lot of emotions and just feeling sad and. That's kind of it, you know? It's just a weird thing. So, and you think you're doing better, and then something pops in your brain and you can't get it out. And whether that's when you're trying to sleep or when you're driving or when you're at work, or yesterday I tried to play a tennis match and I was thinking about it a lot. I played at a place where my dad has played a whole lot. Like, I used to go watch him play over at T-Bar M in Dallas. And so I was thinking about it and I was trying to use it to like channel like playing better. And then I sucked and I lost and he would not have been proud of my performance in that mixed doubles match yesterday. So I think I'm just learning what a lot of people who, you know, have gone through this have learned, which is you don't know when it's going to like hit you or it's all new and there are new emotions that you're trying to figure out how to navigate. So I don't know. Doing okay. It's okay. I don't think I'm going to be able to make my grandmother's. It's just a graveside burial, but it's like at the same exact spot as dad. And it sounds just kind of like, I think I'm just emotionally and physically kind of exhausted. So I think I'm just going to stay and work and be with my family and stuff and send flowers and send my love, which sounds bad, but I'm just kind of, I think know my limits right now.
Yeah, for sure. And it takes a lot out of you. You know, anyone who has, you know, experienced loss, which I think you'd be hard pressed to find anyone, you know, your age, my age that hasn't, you know? And I think that, you know, you give everyone all that grace just to figure out what's best for them, because what the best way for you to process may not be the best way for me to process or someone else. Like, and that's what I told you from the very beginning, like you figure out your plan through this or your path. And don't let anyone tell you, you know, that it's wrong or you should do something differently. Or, you know, if you want to, you know, play tennis and cry and then have a you know, post-match mimosa and cry then too. I mean, whatever, girl.
Yeah. No, we'll just figure it out. Whatever, Whatever comes my way, I guess, comes my way. But
I feel like, too, though, people have really rallied behind. I mean, I hope that you felt like I've seen, like, you know, the stuff that, like, Ashley posted, you know, with your dad and, the little fundraiser. And, you know, and that I hope you felt loved and supported and all that throughout this process. I hope that you felt that.
So much so. And that has been such a blessing, like, from you guys, from the Mom Game, like, that – fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association is like over $1,000 was raised, and the goal was like 500, you know, because we've done fundraisers and all that. And so just like the thought to do a little simple, like just a little bit helps, you know, and it went over $1,000. Like, it's amazing. And I think it's a terrible disease that has touched so many people. And so I think a lot of people are sensitive to the topic and want to help. And no, you guys, y'all were so sweet. Like, my college friends have been so sweet, sent flowers to the graveside, you know, they were there when I got there. That was so sweet. My tennis team made a donation to the Alzheimer's Association, like, on his behalf. And then some of the moms from our neighborhood did like a meal train. So that'll start like after spring break. And then they even like had, my laundry done.
Like, ooh,
isn't that a good one? So like,
dude, what a great idea.
Isn't that great? Yeah. It was like right when we got back in town, like my friend had a service she's used before, and they just came and picked up 4 bags of laundry, and then they dropped it off the next day, and it all smells nice. I had my Taylor Swift blanket all fluffed up. So, you know, if it's one thing I've learned, like, and I already knew, but you realize even more, it's like those little things that people do help so much and mean so much. And so, you know, if I ever have that opportunity to help somebody else in that situation, like, even if you're tired or busy or it sounds or you're like short on money or whatever, it's like, if you just make that little gesture, it goes such a long way, you know? And it's, so I'm learning that. I already knew that, but now even more so, it's like, okay, I'm going to give this back to the world.
Well, and like little things that like you don't think of, like I've heard of the meal trains and of course flowers and, you know, all those kind of things. You'll have to share the story about what I did when we tried to send you flowers.
Yeah.
But one thing like that came to mind just now when you said the laundry service, I also know that you came home and like family concierge had been to your house. Like,
yes.
What a great gift that would be. Like when someone's gone, like let them go over, spend a day or whatever. And I mean, listen, if you are giving me the choice between my house being in order and a hot meal, like give me my house being in order all day long.
Yeah.
So like little things like that, that aren't just the, you know, the things you think of, which are also important. Like, you know, well, you can tell the story about the flowers that we sent, but like you love flowers. Those make you smile. They make you happy.
Yeah.
Like, but but when you're someone that's as loved as you are and people are like, oh, well, she's going to have so many flowers and she's going to have cookies and she's going to have this and, you know, what can we do that would also be beneficial and helpful? Like, yeah, the, you know, a laundry service, someone coming to your house and straightening it up and getting an order. Those things are huge.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you have to go out of town, you know, for something kind of suddenly, it's like to have someone come and do a swoop through and fold laundry. And that's kind of what the family concierge did for us. And the hot meals are amazing because our dinner time's all wacky anyway because I get home from work, you know, like right during dinner. So to have that taken off the plate for Kelly and me because I worry about it while I'm at work, like that helps so much. So, yeah, people have been awesome and, you know, it's just kind of one day at a time. And spring break's very chill for us. We're just here and I feel like the whole world is in fancy vacation land, but that's fine. It's kind of nice to just be here and not have to.
I mean, hate to brag, but here I am at the Residence Inn in Surprise, Arizona, where I've spent every spring break for the last 12 years.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
But that's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. I know. I was like looking back at old pictures, and there's like a picture of me like holding Henry on the plane. you know, on our way to our way to Arizona. And, you know, they've come here every, I think there was 1 year, and maybe it was the COVID year, we didn't come. Maybe we've missed 1 year. But if I've been, the kids have been. I mean, Henry's been. Hattie's missed a couple.
That. Like, that's so cool. It's
just our thing. I mean, I know when we were pulling up to the hotel and he was like, is that the that's it, Mom? That's it. And I was like, yeah, it is. And he was like, he was like, Mom, it's just so nostalgic. And I was like,
that's so sweet. That's amazing.
So, yeah, and they know the ropes. They know where to go. They know what to do. We have our favorite restaurants here, like all the stuff. So it is. It's fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Because, you know, I don't know how many more years I have of this. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing it. And so, you know, this could be my last, you know, spring training to come and spend a week or whatever. But anyway, so it's fun. We'll go, you know, explore and watch all the games and, you know, go to batting practice, and the kids, Henry will work with Tony Beasley, who he does every year. And
that is so cool.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So yeah. Well, anyway, so it's not too glamorous, but yeah, it is nice to get away too. And it's also like the official, like, welcome back to Earth, Emily Jones. Like, here you are. You know, work's about to get started.
Sister.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Yep. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that they got to go with you and Mike's joining, and that'll be so fun. Yeah. My kids will go to Austin Wednesday and have a few days with my mom and stepdad. So they'll have like camp, spring break camp Austin. And Kelly and I will have a few days here. And then Saturday I'll go meet them in Waco. We're going to go to the Waco Zoo.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So should be fun. And just, you know, keeping the radio stuff going.
I know. I will. How's everything else?
What? Everything else is okay. Last night was so funny. I talked to both you and Ashley, and I definitely had three, like a few big margaritas. And I didn't realize that Kelly also was like kind of in the same state. And I think I just get real excited on the weekends, like not having to go to work and stuff. And I lost my tennis match and everything. So I guess I was just sort of like, I told you, locked my keys in my car. Yeah, like locked my keys in my car. So I was going to go home, and then I ended up going with the tennis team to have margaritas. And then Kelly came to bring me the key with the kids, and I convinced them to stay because the margaritas were so good. I didn't want to leave. I was like, no, just y'all stay here and eat with us or whatever. And then we went to go get my car, and it was all locked up, so I didn't drive it. Thankfully, I didn't need to be driving it anyways, but I had to go back tomorrow morning and got it. But it was so funny. I was just talking with Kelly, and I was like, I don't know how often you bathe your kids. Now they're older, they bathe themselves. But we try to bathe them every other night. And and so I was talking with Kelly. I was like, did the kids bathe last night? And he was staring at me, and I was staring at him, and we both realized that neither of us had any idea if we bathed the kids last night. And I was like, Kelly, he was like, well, the towel in the bathroom was wet. And I was like, is that all you're basing this on?
A good sign. It's a good sign.
I was like, you don't remember either? I was like, what's going on? I thought I was the only one. We just had like this really funny moment in the kitchen, and then we both just started laughing. We're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, well, who put him to bed? I was like, I was talking to Emily and Ashley on the phone, so I didn't put him. Did you put him to bed? And he's like, I don't remember.
Oh, bless.
It was so bad. But
well, it's been a long couple. It's been a rough week or two for the
it has. Dogs, it has. It's been household. A rough week or two. And I'm starting this new like plan thing. So it was my last day of eating and
indulgence
for 2 weeks. Yeah. So anyway, it was really funny. I couldn't remember the last time neither of us remembered like how the kids went to bed.
They'll find their way.
It happens.
Their way to bed.
Yeah.
Well, and the older they get, the less you're, you know, like we don't, I mean, like you said, I can't remember the last time I like bathed my kids. Like they're not. But I will say, like, we talk about these stages of life that our kids are in. And, you know, my kids pack themselves for this trip. And it's like, there's something so glorious about, like, just go pack your bags. And they're like, well, how many outfits do I need? And I'll be like, you know, I'm like, look at the forecast. You need, like, you know, 3 long sleeve, 3 short sleeve, you know, 3 shorts and 2 pair of tights to wear under. And then don't forget pajamas, you know, underwear, socks, and a bathing suit. So yeah, it is. But also too, like, you still have those snuggly, sweet, whatever. Whereas, like, I was having like an anxiety attack on the airplane today, and like, I'm trying to grab Hattie's leg and see if she'll hold my hand, and she's like, "Mom, stop." And Henry at least will, like, still, you know, humor me with, you know, affection. Yeah. So it's just different, like, the whole stages that they go through, and
they don't want to snuggle as much.
No. Henry will. Hattie is so non-affectionate. Like, she, and I told her today, I was like, I feel really sorry for your first boyfriend. She's like, oh my God, what does that mean? And I'm like, you're pretty, you got that wall up. Like, I'm a little concerned about, like, how he's going to read your body language, so to speak.
How that's going to translate to relationship. Yes.
What? Oh, she's like, I can hear you. Yeah, I told you. I know, and I don't care. Okay. She said, I know, and I don't care. but I'm like, meanwhile, Henry's got, so we did, I told you we'd do this. So we have, my kids have phones, and I know some people think that's terrible, whatever. Sorry. We are what we are. Hattie got hers way sooner than I would have liked, but I don't even know what happened. That was like, get a phone plan and a phone and whatever. And we got her one and whatever, but we do what we call random phone checks. And they can happen at any time. And it's basically like, go get your phone and come sit down with me. And we're going through all of your text messages. We're going through all of your apps. We're going through everything. I just want to see what's going on, what's being said, whatever. And so it is honestly like, I mean, it was like, I just had my coffee and Henry was like, can you just do it without me? And I was like, fine, I'll do it without you. But if I have questions, you know, I'm going to, you know, write them down or ask you about them. And he's like, that's fine. He's like, I just want to sit here with you. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, just like sitting there with my coffee, just like scrolling through, you know, text messages. And if I had questions about, like, there would be like, and it's so random, like, he'll get like political text messages and stuff. So I, like, you know, report junk or whatever. But it's just so funny, like, the stuff that they talk about and the stuff that they're saying. And
I bet it's so fun to read. Yeah.
Oh, it's like pure entertainment.
Yeah.
But I just think about, like, we didn't have that when we were that age. Did you?
When
how old were you when, like, texting came about? Because I was in college.
Yeah,
after college.
It was after college even. I mean, when I was in college, like, Facebook started. But I remember just barely getting, like,
the pager.
Yeah.
Pager and the BlackBerry.
And
then the two-way, like, the...
That was, like, after college. Yeah.
Okay, and then the call waiting. Remember call waiting?
Yes.
All those things. So I can't even imagine what it would be like if, you know, we were in that... You know, if we had cell phones when we were that age.
I can't imagine. Like, when I see the people all, like, FaceTime each other. Like, you can FaceTime your crush. And, like, see. Yeah, like, don't they?
What?
Like, FaceTime. They FaceTime their crush and stuff now. Like, you can just call people. What do you think I said? Did you think I said crotch?
FaceTime their crotch.
Oh, God.
Boom, jubilee. This is a little lunch. Excuse me. Do not give my kids any ideas.
No.
FaceTime their crotch.
No.
Their crotch.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry. I am sorry.
And I just said it so casually, too.
You were just like, I mean, what do you mean? It's like what people do. They FaceTime their crotch.
Gross.
Okay.
Although sorry. They probably
no.
do.
They stop. No.
Not little kids, but man.
Yes. Hattie just goes, do you guys talk about these things all the time?
Hattie!
Go. That we're talking about our lives. Go in your room.
We're talking about our lives. Go in your room. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I'm dying. I'm dying so hard.
That's funny.
So anyway, but yeah, it's fun. I mean, yeah, they're crush. No, so there is. They're FaceTiming. But like, I'm, you know, and you go through this like battle within yourself of like, should I just, you know, should I not allow them to have this stuff or should I not? But then I'm like, they're gonna have it at some point.
Yeah.
And so what can I do to like make sure that they do it responsibly? Like they have these things at their disposal, but they're able to you know, teach them how to do it responsibly. And the best way I know, I mean, like just the fact that I'm going through all of them, I hope that it deter, like, just so you know, I'm going to read everything that you write and everything that your friends write. So just so you know that. But it is also a very, like, it's a scary thing. You know, it's like that they just have these, like, open lines of communication. And even if it's not on, because Hattie's not on any social media, Henry's on Instagram and has posted, like, 3 Bible verses. And he's not really into it. Like, he's looking for, like, Kobe Bryant quotes and, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. batting tips, like whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like with the girls, it's a completely different story, which is why she's not on there. And it will be a while before she is. I mean, she's 10 for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's just like, even without the social media aspect of it, even if it's just their friends and a group chat or a FaceTime call or whatever, it's just like, I don't know. It's definitely like you move from one set of worries to another set of worries, like, you know, and then after this set of worries will be a different set of worries. And then after that, you know, it's like we made that, what's it called? A reel or a meme or a something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, remember, I think I was texting with you when I said this, that's like, I just realized like, I'm just going to be worrying for them, feel like basically for the rest of my life.
Forever.
Right.
Yeah.
And as someone who's already got a lot of anxiety and worry, like, I don't know, coming to that realization, I think was kind of therapeutic in a way to where it was like, well, I'm just going to have to come to, because there's no, I don't want to say there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but I just don't know that there's ever going to be a time when I'm just going to be like, I'm not worried about my mom or my mother-in-law or my father-in-law or, you know, my stepmom, my, you know, my parental figures.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to be worried about them, or that I'm not going to be worried about my children or my niece and my nephew or my, you know, or my friends' kids. And it's just like, I don't know. And so I came to a weird realization, like just this week, that like, I'm just going to be worried for the rest of my life and I have to learn how to manage it.
Yeah, I know. It's a really scary thing scary realization to have.
I know, but I feel like I can take such a lesson from you. Cause like when you and I were talking last night and you locked your keys in your car, which they weren't supposed to, that wasn't supposed to happen. And then your car got locked somewhere and you couldn't get to it. And you and I are talking on the phone and I told you, and I believe this, I was like, well, there's no one better equipped to handle something like this than you. Like, there's not. Because if that happened to me, I don't even know. Like, Julie, I would lose my mind. But like,
you wouldn't,
you're just
go
like,
get drunk and just say, I'll figure it out later.
Think I would. I mean, I might after I got the car and the stuff, whatever. But you're just like, yeah, I mean, it's just all, it's going to figure itself out. You're like, there's so many worse things that could happen. And I'm like, God, I wish I could channel her energy sometimes. Like that whole mentality. That's why you're you're real good for me, Julie.
Oh, you're real well, good for me. And you're good for me. Like, I needed you to tell me to clean up my area.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get over there sometime real soon to clean up.
Girl, come on. Come on.
Get that little corner cleaned up. We're going to have you a real, real perfect little corner in that office.
A perfect little setup. I know. No. I need all the help, Emily. I
know, but you know what? That just goes to show you, like, it takes all kinds to make the world go round. And, you know, it's like think about the people who you are surrounded with and who are your friends with and kind of you're like your support system. And if everyone had the same exact personality, it would probably be a little scary. Like, I think about my friend Lisa, like, who's my best friend in the entire world, and we are very, very similar. But thank God we have other people who actually like us, or at least pretend to, that kind of balance us out. Because if it's just the two of us, we're on a mission, not sure where we're going, but we're going there with a lot of conviction and anxiety and I don't know, all the things. But we have, you know, other friends in our group that kind of balances. And of course, our spouses, like, I think about how different Mike and I are, just in our approach to things and how good that is for balance. And I'll tell you a quick little story. So Hattie had this thing happen at her little league, and the boys were given like this big, it didn't happen to Hattie, whatever. That did not come out right. Anyway, Little League opening day, there was like a big celebration for the boys on Saturday, and there was like, you know, balloons, and it was like a big party. And then Sunday, the girls show up for their games, which all the girls play on Sunday, and there was nothing. There was no hoopla and no whatever. And anyway, so that led us into like this whole conversation about, you know, how, you know, girls, women should be treated the same as boys and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, be afforded the same opportunities and the same experiences. And anyway, so I don't know how it came up in conversation, but I got pretty fired up about it, just about how, you know, you have to. And then I told you the story about what the dude said at that meeting we had about
this was on a work call.
It was on a work. It was not anyone. It was not the Rangers. I'll just tell you that. So we'll leave it there. It was not a Rangers employee. It was not anyone with the Rangers.
Okay. But this, like a production dude, type from Valley.
It was somebody. And said, I mean, you and Leslie do a great job. Emily and Leslie do a great job, but I want to hear from the analyst. I want the analyst to interview the players more because they played the game. And I'm like, whoa. Well, thank you for that remark. I had totally forgotten, slipped my mind that I haven't played the game. And so thank you for the 847th reminder of my career that I didn't play the game. And thank you for diminishing what I bring to the table because I didn't play the game.
That's I'm surprised you didn't like.
I did.
Rip well, them a new one.
I think because I had just like, you know, when sometimes you're just like, I just don't have it in me and I don't feel like it's worth it. And it's just like, I wasn't there in person. It was on a Zoom. And I laughed out loud. I just, you know, I thought, man, like, not only are you that, like, you not only did you think it, but you said it out loud with your mouth. Like, what on earth could you have possibly be thinking? Like, anyway, I was in a very much in a zone with Hattie last week about just like, hey, I just want you to know, like, sometimes you're going to have to, you know, you have to stand up for yourself. You're going to have to stand up for your, you know, your teammates, your friends, your, you know, your fellow woman. And, you know, I'm not a big woman's libber, women's libber, whatever you got. I mean, it's not, I'm not like, I am woman, hear me roar, but it's like, I just feel like I'm a normal chick that's like trying to do normal shit and just trying to be treated fairly and have everyone else.
Yeah. You know, in and my it's, position. And it hits different fairly. When it's your child. Right.
And when I saw Hattie noticing those things, that got me. And so we were on our way to practice and I was like, okay, so we're going to talk about some things. And like, you know, we went kind of through the process and I said, and I want you to make sure that, and it, for some reason, I don't know how it got brought up, but I talked about Mike and I was like, do you know how, you know, how you can tell that your dad respects women? And she said, how? And I said, because he married me. Like plain and simple. I said, if your dad wanted someone who would be subservient and submissive and do whatever he said and, you know, just basically fall in line with whatever his way of thinking was, there is zero chance he would have married me. And I was like, and because let me tell you something. I said, mommy was not cooking casseroles and doing all these things to make him think that I was one way and then got him to, you know, marry me and then change.
You weren't hiding anything.
No, I said he knew exactly who I was and exactly what I was about. And sometimes I'm extra, sometimes I'm a little much. And he knows that and he knew that. And I said, but that tells you everything you need to know about your dad as far as the way that he looks at women. And I said, so don't look no further than that. I said, if you want to know how your dad feels about, you know, women and you, him wanting you to do well and to have all the opportunities and experiences that everyone else does, look no further than the fact that he married my crazy ass. Like, please know that. And she, you know, she kind of, she was proud. And then she also, she brought up my friend Lisa, who is also, like I said, just like me. And she said, and Mr. Jeff too. And I was like, yes, absolutely. Yep. So anyway, it's like, I don't know, little things like that. And that got me this week. Like it was when you're having these, like, hi kid. Oh, hey,
it's Henry.
Speaking of, well, come on into the shot and tell everyone hello. There's,
she got her, you got some face, a face mask.
Oh, you got
on?
It for mine. Okay. It's a wrinkle prevention face mask that she
stole.
Oh,
good. You got to prevent those wrinkles, Addie.
Yeah. We're, Henry, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Henry. Easy. Have fun in Arizona.
Miss Julie says hi. Okay. He's going to eat some chicken fried rice. Anyway.
He looks like a teenager raiding the fridge.
Doesn't look big. Yeah. So I know I just got like really like it was all like so many things compounded last week that I was like, and then I think we had Jenny Kavner on our show last week, like all these things that I just was, I don't know. It just, they all kind of hit all at once.
And it was International Women's Month.
Yeah. And you don't want to be like, you know, and it's like we talked about on the radio. It's like, people are like, oh, God, like, are we talking about this still? And it's like, well, yeah, because you're not having to deal with this shit.
Because this is real.
I know. And it's like, you know, I'm not trying to be whiny ass chick. I'm not trying to be that. I promise. But like sometimes when like things happen, you know, you're just like, God, I just want to like, you know, unleash a little bit. So,
yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Well, and it's like my all the. The radio people, like I say something and the same thing that one of the guys could say, but when I say it, it's like, Julie, oh, you're an idiot and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, just kind of like infuriating. But
well, no, it's the same thing. I mean, it's like if a man makes a mistake, it's because they misspoke. But if a woman makes a mistake in sports, I mean, I'm not saying it's that way everywhere, but if a woman makes a mistake, especially in sports, they're like, I mean, obviously, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Right.
And it's like, we don't jump to those conclusions.
I can't believe that someone said that to you on a call, honestly. It's like absolutely insane at this point in your career to say that.
I'm like, okay. Well,
it's just got to be exhausting. It's like, yeah, I get it. It's like you'd run out of energy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's just like, get my head down. Okay. Wow. What else? Sorry to get on my.
No, you're good. Thing. That's what this is for. And they're all very relatable things, I feel like.
I know. And we really haven't talked about much topical stuff, but I feel like everybody's okay. Like, or if unless it should people DM us if they want a sports update?
Yeah, they could DM us. I mean, basically your Rangers update is that you're at spring training and
we got some injuries. We need to get healthier. I'm going to have a full report next week whenever, okay. After I'm home. Opening day is coming so soon. I'm excited for another season. Stars have won at the time of this recording, like 5 straight. Mavs, yeah. I feel like, are trending upward. The Cowboys the Cowboys say they're going all in, but they're losing players left and right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're losing. They lost Tony Pollard, Dorrance Armstrong, and Tyler Biotish on the first day of free agency, and they'll probably lose more, and they probably won't sign anybody. They have a whole bunch
of holes. They're all in.
No. Yeah. And then this Dak story. This is going to be the big story week.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk about it. But wait, can we first talk about this?
What?
Can we talk about this first?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you see? Yeah. So this is the, like literally like when I was talking about last week when I was
having my... What flavor is that?
Watermelon.
Oh.
Yeah. So these are... Yeah, these are saving my sanity and allowing me to sleep. What, baby? Love you. So when I can't sleep because all these things are turning in my mind, like that I just word vomited on you for 5 minutes or 10, and then I realize I need to go to sleep and chill the F out, this is what saves me. Early bird CBD gummies. I just pop a couple and within like 20 minutes, I'm just like a little bit of a noodle and I can just go into my happy place and go to sleep, which is essential. So they have that little bit of THC that gives you that little zzz and allows you to shut everything off. They're totally legal. They're, you know, you order them online. They're going to start a like a free 4-pack program, which Eric has said we're going to get together with him to where we get to offer that to our listeners. But yeah, check them out, earlybirdcbd.com, if you're looking for a little bit of zen in your life.
Yep, I love it. I'm going to take one tonight. I told you, like last night I had a terrible sleep. It probably had something to do with the margaritas and everything on my brain. But I can't wait to early bird tonight because you know it's going to be a good sleep. And if you use it, don't forget the code THEMOMGAME. All caps. My next door neighbor just ordered some because he's actually he's doing like a less drinking thing, and he's finding that the early birds really help him like not have that glass of wine at night and just have an early bird to kind of get your mind in a more relaxed state and then help you sleep. So I was talking with him tonight. He likes strawberry, but they used the mom game code, and they were like, it didn't do anything. It didn't like say... I didn't, you know, say your coupon code has been whatever. It's like, nope, you just type that in.
It's automatic.
And it's an automatic discount that's applied to it. So,
yes. And if you take some, even if you don't want to show who you are, but like take a picture of what, you know, take a picture of, I mean, I'll take one here and post it or whatever, but send it to us. We won't tag you or, you know, I know some people are still kind of like, ooh, is it legal? Is it CBD? It's totally legal. I mean, and it does help tremendously.
Yeah, we love them. And I love that everyone we introduce to them loves it too.
Yes. Sing the praises of the early birds. Okay. So tell me the story you were telling me before I interrupt you.
So Dak Prescott is, in the middle of some stuff, which not only is he in the middle of now, like trying to figure out a new contract again, which is so incredibly exhausting because I feel like we just did this and I was so tired of the Dak Prescott contract extension story a couple of off seasons ago. And now he's back because they have to restructure his deal and they have to pay him another big payday. That'll probably make him the highest paid quarterback again and reset the market and everything else. So that's going to be really annoying and tired head topic that we have to listen to for a while. But we now have another Dak Prescott topic because the story is that on Monday this week, he filed a lawsuit in Collin County against a woman who is allegedly trying to extort $100 million from him in order to settle a claim for sexual assault from 2017. So it seems like a situation where like he's trying to file this lawsuit and like get ahead of what he knows is preemptive. Coming his way.
So where was he in 2017? Was he at Mississippi State? Was he with the Cowboys already?
Guess so.
How long has he been with the Cowboys?
That's a good question.
Okay. Keep talking and let me look this up.
Yeah, because he's been with the – I think he was in Dallas. Like, that might have been one of – like, his rookie season or right around then.
He was out of college. Okay. Ashley says he was out of college.
Yeah, I want to say he's been here 7 seasons-ish.
So he was – this may have been as, like, his rookie year.
It was probably around there.
$100 million?
$100 million. He said she's trying to get $100 million from me to not report a rape case that I obviously did not do, is what Dak said. And his attorney issued a statement, Levi McCathern, who is the same attorney who Jerry Jones uses for all of his things that he's trying to get out of.
Is he just on permanent retainer from the Cowboys?
He's just on permanent retainer. He's like one of the children. And his statement said, recently, Mr. Prescott found himself the subject of an extortion plot. The defendant and her legal team have threatened to go public with a completely fabricated story of sexual assault from nearly a decade ago and demanded that Mr. Prescott immediately pay $100 million in exchange for her not pressing false charges with the authorities. So, and he said, you know, Dak just had his daughter. He said, Mr. Prescott, a new father to a baby girl, has great empathy for survivors of sexual assault. He fervently believes that all perpetrators of such crimes should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. He's never engaged in any non-consensual sexual conduct with anyone. Lies hurt, especially malicious lies. We will not allow the defendant and her legal team to profit from this attempt to extort millions from Mr. Prescott. So this is going to be a big thing. Like, we're used to Jerry being in the middle of this kind of stuff, but not usually Dak.
So here's my thing. If you're a dude, if you're a professional athlete, a male professional athlete, what are you doing anything with any woman? Like, I mean, I know they are, but like, I'm trying to think of, like, put myself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. I'm staying away. Because you don't know what it's going to be like, I'm not even going to try to hold your hand until the fifth date. Because you know what I mean?
You have to, like, trust that they won't try to do something like this. And the timing's so weird.
That's what I mean. Like, you can't, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I've talked to guys about it a lot. You know, like, how do you know if a girl is, you know, into you for you, or if they're into you for another reason? And it's hard for these guys to, you know, to figure that out. And they're getting attention they may have never gotten before, and all blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But I feel bad for the, and preface this.
I know it's like a tough subject.
I'm not saying that this woman doesn't have something going on, but like, for me, if something happened to me, and then the first thing I'm doing if I have been wronged or violated is going the legal route. Yeah. Immediately. I think, and then I say that, and then I'm like, oh, there are people that hold on to that and they don't do it for a while. But like, I don't know. I mean, it's such a messy, messy thing to where you would think that like, if something really, really bad happened, you would want that to be handled criminally so that hopefully it wouldn't happen to someone else. But it's just such a weird,
it's
and again,
crazy.
It's not that I'm siding with the athlete. That's not it at all. But this does seem fishy. After 7 years, you come out and then there's no legal, you know, proceedings. It's just straight to a civil lawsuit. That's $100 million price tag. That to me seems a little red flag-ish.
Yeah, I agree. I guess her attorney, or the letter that they wrote, said, her name is Victoria Shores. So, yes, I do want to Google her.
So now she's putting her name. And if you're putting your name out there, like, too.
Ah! Whoa. It says, Miss Shores has had to live with this pain and trauma for 7 years. It affected her relationship with her fiancé and her everyday existence so much that she had to attend therapy and counseling, and will require future therapy and counseling. She's like, well, join the club, sister. We all do that. She had suffered mental anguish that is unimaginable, dealing with the trauma of being a sexual assault of a victim.
But despite the tragic events, did she give any details of it? She's willing
to forego. Do what?
Did she give any details of it? Like,
oh, yeah, like when, where? With,
like everything being like where, like aired out in public. It's just.
She's willing to forego pursuing criminal charges along with disclosing this information to the public in exchange for compensating her for the mental anguish she suffered. Ms. Shore's damages are valued at the sum of $100,000.
Wait, 100,000 or 100 million?
100 million, sorry. Okay. It gets, when there's so many zeros, it's like they all lose their meaning.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because
100 million.
Obviously, I want to be like, I want to be able to listen to, you know, if someone says they've been wronged or violated. Yes, absolutely. But then you also too have to look at the other side of things, that it's like
$100 million.
7 years ago. And, you know, I'm willing to forego the legal thing. And but just go straight now, 7 years later, to $100 million in your checkbook.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that seems a little fishy.
Yeah. So,
and also
never too, a dull moment with the Cowboys.
Gosh, never. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's not just Jerry now. It was, maybe this is.
I know. And it seems
Jerry's
so.
Jerry's plot to get people to stop talking about him and his fun baby for a few days.
It. Stop it. Not mean. It wouldn't be a bad strategy. Yeah, I know. It's
crazy.
Just crazy the times that we live in.
Yeah,
and then like the whole litigiousness of things. Is that a word? I mean, yeah. We're literally. I could file a lawsuit against you right now. You know, saying that you violated me by saying that my kids were FaceTiming their crotch.
And that's
if
true.
If you don't want me to and put you, this out there.
Right.
I will forego the legal process for the price tag of $100 million.
Right. Like, just because you can't.
Please respond to your earliest convenience.
Yeah. Or pay me the $100 million.
I know. Yeah. Just give me the $100 million. Okay, I know. All right, we said we were going to do a short episode, and now here
I know
are.
We had a lot of catching up to do.
An hour later, I know, and then we'll be back in studio together next week.
Yes,
the drawing should have happened, or may have. The Epic Waters drawing is happened, or is coming.
It's
very
happening
soon.
This week. Yeah,
it's happening this week. So it may have already happened by the time you watch this. So if it has, go back and look for it in our Instagram.
Yes, that was so much fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, it was fun.
For the people who win. Yes.
Okay, all right. So I'll have a full report from spring training next week. We'll be back in studio together next week. We're getting some good guests lined up for the, you know, coming weeks, and baseball season's here. And, I'm excited to be back together with you. I miss you. I feel like I haven't seen you. I want to hug your neck.
I know. I miss you, too.
I know. Your hair's still pretty.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to not ever do anything to it again. I'm just going to.
I think you should.
Just let it dry.
Okay.
It. All right. Well, have fun with those kiddos. Enjoy spring training.
Okay. I will. We'll talk soon. And love y'all, everyone. Thanks for listening to us ramble for the last time.
Yay.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.